Blog Talk Radio.
Can it be Monday already? It is. It's Monday, June 11th, 2012. I'm Larry Jacobs. I'm your host for Education Talk Radio. Geez, I hope you know that by now, for goodness sakes. And we're thrilled to have you with us today, either live, which is today, or on the archives, anytime from June 11th, 2012, ad infinitum into infinity, even as we colonize Mars and Jupiter. It will still be here at education-talkradio.org, our website for you to listen to, education-talkradio.org. We'll archive the show, our full schedule's over there. You know the score, www.education-talkradio.org. We also have higher-education-talkradio.org. And actually, we're going to do an interesting show with that around 2 o'clock today. Go over to the website to see how you can listen live. We're going to be talking to Walden University's Dr. Christine Jacks about new and interesting careers in K-12 education. You might want to listen to that. And, of course, I'll archive it at both shows, both sites, higher education and K-12 education. Talk radio up on the web. So we're thrilled to have you with us today. As always, today's show is brought to you, thank you very much, by our good friends over at Mimio, dedicated to helping educators successfully engage their students. Mimio also strives to provide teachers with excellent resources for professional development through its training programs, from self-guided online quick learn sessions to in-person workshops. That's what we're going to be talking about today with ASCD's David Hargis about online professional development. Mimio wants you to know that through its free teacher content sharing site, which is called MimioConnect.com, Mimio also provides teachers with high-quality lesson content. Teachers from around the world, that's true, use MimioConnect as a collaboration portal for sharing best practices and lesson ideas. Go over to Mimio.com for more information, M-I-M-I-O, Mimio.com. It's really good stuff, and as I just mentioned, I'm going to bring them on right now. There he is. David Hargis is the Director of Content Development at ASCD, and those initials stand for ASCD. Good morning, David.
Good morning, Larry. Right. How are you?
I'm fine. Well, at least we have an acronym that doesn't stand for anything right now.
It's refreshing, right?
It is. I always say take any five letters, put them together, and I'll come up with an educational professional association.
Now, that sounds right. Like a good game. I love that.
It is. It's fun, actually. ASCD, as all of you know, and if you don't, that's really not good, so you better listen because there'll be a short quiz later. ASCD is the global leader in developing and delivering innovative programs, products, and services that empower educators to support the success of each learner. And if I may, ASCD also produces a Smart Brief newsletter, I think, every day, and that is absolutely excellent if you want to keep up with that. So join ASCD, get their Smart Brief newsletter. They're a great organization. They're ASCD.org. How was that for a plug, David?
It was really good. In fact, I think it was so good you get a prize today.
Thank you very much. I'll hold my breath and wait for that. Okay, here I go.
Send the mail.
Yeah, thank you. And tell everybody over there, Steve and Julie, et cetera, I said hello, Katie, and all that. We're going to be talking about online professional learning via ASCD. Correct, David? You're Director of Content Development. What does that job actually mean?
Well, on a day-to-day basis, it means I work on our digital and multimedia product lines. So it's we have a series of online courses, professional development courses. We have streaming media, PDF Focus. We have, of course, DVDs, videos, downloads. And so, day to day, that means I'm working on those kinds of materials to provide a diverse set of options for our purchasers and our members.
That's very good. And can anybody go over there and enjoy those, or do you have to be an ASCD member? Do you know?
No, you don't have to be a member at all. Over on ASCD.org, we have a huge selection of free resources. Of course, we'd love, to join. We have a social networking site called Edge that is a great resource for educators. There's no cost for that at all. And then we also have a variety of for-sale products, such as our online courses, PD Online, and our streaming media site.
This is good. And just so I just like people to know, just in case they're not familiar with ASCD, who are the members? Can you define who the members are? I know, but I want the audience to know.
That's a test. All right, my turn. No, you know, we have about 150,000 members worldwide, and they come from all walks of life, basically, from beginning educators through, you know, leaders, college professors, students, pre-service, you know, retired teachers, basically anyone who's within the educational field could be a member of ASCD, and we're a big tent organization. You know, we put out dozens of books a year. We have magazines. You talked about our digital publications, our video, and our multimedia and other digital options, and they're really designed to meet a huge cross section of educators. So whether you're a first year practicing teacher, we have resources, or you're a veteran teacher, or you're a new leader, an emerging leader, a superintendent, we have something that can really serve your need.
And I do agree with that. It is a wonderful organization, ASCD.org. Please go over there. We're going to talk today specifically about your online professional learning. Okay. Now, what do you do, David Hargis, in regard, you literally, not ASCD, but you, what do you do with the professional online learning?
Well, yeah, great question. So what I do, literally what I do is, you know, for our courses, what I would literally do is I would work with our team, our internal team of instructional designers, writers. We have graphic artists and videographers and so forth to produce the course. We also work with our authors. So we just finished a series of courses on differentiated instruction with Carol Ann Tomlinson. And
oh,
so
okay.
Carol Ann Tomlinson and some of her folks helped us develop six new courses that feature brand new footage of Carol describing the principles, classroom footage, new writings, applications, to create this really immersive experience. And my job is sort of orchestrate that. And to be honest, my job is to get out of the way of the people who know what they're doing.
You know, actually, what your job sounds like to me is like a movie producer.
It somewhat is analogous.
You know, you put all
that's
the pieces
right.
together and literally get out of the way and let everybody else do their job, but without you organizing and put it all together, it doesn't happen.
Yeah, that's right. I mean, it really is a collaborative effort. I mean, our organization is about collaboration. We're a small organization with a large reach, and so we have to work very closely together. So if you walked into our offices here outside of Washington, D.C., you would see people from all the units working together on all these various products. And it's because we believe that the best ideas come from collaboration. We want to maximize. What's that?
Yeah, they do. And you guys
absolutely.
Really epitomize that. I got to tell you, ASCD is a really nice organization. I love working with them, Julia, Stephen, all.
Thank you.
I mean, it's Jacady. They're just good folks. But you're doing online. Okay.
Absolutely.
Which I am. I'm really in favor of a lot of stuff online. But are you finding any reluctance among your membership to take their PD courses online, or has everybody just got on that bandwagon now?
That's actually a really good question. You know.
Well, that's why they pay me the big bucks. That's why they pay me the big bucks.
That's yeah. Well, you've earned every penny today.
Thank
my
you.
Friend.
Thank you, David.
We've actually been doing online courses since the late 90s, the mid-90s. We've been doing videos since, I think, the 80s. So we've been in the digital or multimedia sphere for some time. And I've personally been working in digital learning, online learning, for about 12 years. I started as a classroom teacher, and then my first kind of work as a classroom teacher, I first kind of got into digital learning when I created a website for my students to access materials. And that,
where were you
that
teaching?
Was the long, I was teaching
where
in the Dallas area, Irving ISD.
Oh, sure. Okay, sure. Yeah, I think I actually had them on the show at one point or another.
Yeah, it's a great district. It's a lot of great teaching that's happening out there. And
except for the Cowboys, the place would be a perfect community.
No comment.
Yeah, okay. We'll move on.
moving along. So
yeah.
But you know, they kind of got my start with digital and seeing the opportunities, because what I could do with the kids, and I mean, this was pretty early, and it was just like hand coded, you know, basically HTML. What I was able to do was put materials out there to let the students differentiate or customize their learning experience, and then kind of growing from there. Now, those are kids, right? Those are 15, 16-year-old kids. The fact is that in the interim time, there was a lot of reluctance to the quality of digital education. Part of that is because of people just trying to make a buck off of the digital, you know, sphere, and so putting out inferior quality products or rushing
right, right.
to it in a for-profit way. And but the reality is that digital learning, just like any other tool, is as bad or good as you make it. And so what I learned when I, as a teacher, starting there and then moving through into the private and then the not-for-profit sector, was that if you have good design, if you follow the practices of good teaching, you will have good material. And it's taking, to go back to your question, what's happened is it's taken a while for that belief to sort of spread. So when we talk to members, for example, or others, you still see sort of a mix. Some people are still reluctant. They feel that the quality can't be as good as what they would get in face-to-face. Some people are, you know, they're avid supporters. They want nothing but it. And we're starting to see a better, healthier mix, because the reality is that digital learning isn't better, but it's not worse. It's just different. I wouldn't say that there's no place for face-to-face. I mean, that would be ridiculous, any more than
of
I would
course.
Say that there's no place for digital. It's
right.
about finding the right resource for you. So what I like about working in the digital spectrum is that we are able to open up a variety of kinds of materials to people who may not have access. So, for example, I'm thinking about the Carol Tomlinson courses. You know, these courses allow a person, no matter where that person is, to have access to Carol's work, Carol's voice, materials that they can work on either individually or collaboratively through these applications, things that will guide their work through it. But again, no matter where they are or when they're taking it. So you're a busy parent. You're also a teacher. That I can relate to that lifestyle quite a
yes.
bit. That is, your life is 100% full already. But you still want to be on top of it. You want to understand, you want to grow in your profession too. So this is a way to give you something that'll let you grow through your profession on your terms. You know, it's high quality, but it's when you need it and where you need it. It's on demand.
Besides the Tomlinson courses, what other courses are you offering over at ASCD?
We have about 100 courses altogether at our PD.
What's your
online.
Let me ask you this. What are your top favorites? What are your favorites, David? Your director
oh,
of content
gosh.
Development. Put you on the
okay.
spot here.
Picking
what are
my
your favorites?
Children.
Well, well, I'll ask it a better way. Which are the most popular? There you go. That takes you off the hook. Which are the most popular?
Well, we just released a new set of Common Core courses, and those are really selling like hotcakes. And you know, that topic is very relevant. One of the things that we can do is in digital.
No, that topic's That topic's very relevant, not irrelevant.
Relevant,
right.
yes. Actually.
Relevant, yeah.
yeah.
Common Core,
right,
relevant.
Right. No,
yeah.
No, no.
Yeah.
You know, that's one of the things we can do with digital that is so exciting is that we can deliver very quickly. So you can have a faster start to end time, production time, and still maintain a really high level of quality. And then as you get feedback from the field or as the Common Core is a great example. There's so much still to be decided.
Right.
It's such a new topic, and it's very exciting. It's very relevant. But, you know, when you produce a course or you produce a product around the Common Core, you got to be aware that things, understanding, interpretation, content, so forth, this is going to change because it's a new concept. With digital, we can make those adjustments and alter and grow the courses along with the audience and with the content itself as the body of knowledge changes. So those are very popular topics.
Do you get a lot of feedback from people or do you request feedback from people as they're doing the ASCD courses?
Absolutely.
How's that work? Yeah, what does that work at the when they and let's walk through a typical course for me and the audience. And just pick one. Is it mostly video? Is it audio? Are there tests? Do they have to do a lot of reading as opposed to listening to video? What's a typical course like?
Yeah, that's a good question too. I mean, so best practice, you know, not just online best practice, but teaching best practices to give a diverse experience because not every learner wants to sit and read or watch a video
right.
or do this or that. So what we have in a course, and you see your typical course. Let's say that a course on the Common Core, you're going to have a blend of video, you're going to have a blend of original readings, you're going to have readings taken from ASCD sources, so, you know, exemplar text, you're going to have some auto feedback, multiple choice assessments that are sort of, when we write assessments, we align them to Webbs or to Bloom's. So when we think about our, what we call a check for understanding. We're really just trying to reiterate key points. So it's teaching through the assessment. But then we also have these application activities throughout. We have six modules in a course, content modules in a course, so there are six applications, and those are meant to get at the higher level. So what you're going to do is you're going to watch, you're going to read, you're going to practice, and then you're going to apply. And this is a chance at the document that you could take out of the course. You can work on independently. You could work on with a group. You could do it in a flipped model where you watch all the videos and you do the readings first, and then you come to a PD session and you work collaboratively on the application. You could do it over time. So it's really meant to be unlocked in a way. So that's your typical experience. You're going to have a huge blend of materials, and you're going to be able to pace through them in the way you wish. There's a syllabus for each course to help to help you kind of walk through it in a certain way, but there's no, you know, there's no rules that say you can't start at the end. One of the things we know is that people hate that lockdown. They want to jump around, so we want
right,
them to be able to.
Of course. Are they better? Do they actually all finish the course? And I always love to ask that question because we are teachers after all. We're always yelling at the kids for not getting it done. How do the teachers do?
They do pretty well. You know,
the reason I say that, I always laugh because I work with a lot of teachers, a lot of administrators, a lot of organizations like ASCD, with whom you're with, David. And I send out our prep sheets to make sure that we're both prepped on the on the interview that, in this case, that we're doing today. And I always have to ask like 13 times for everybody to get the sheets back to me. And I always kid myself that these are the teachers. They're doing the same thing with their students.
That's right.
Get that back or you're staying after school, you know.
Well, I'm really excited to introduce. We've got a new feature coming up. It's the shock button. So if you don't complete the course, it gives you a little shock. No. I think it'll be very popular with administrators.
I saw that episode of the original Star Trek. It was excellent. It's about time we put some of that futuristic stuff into being. We're talking with David Hargis, Director of Content Development at ASCD, which, as you probably know, or if you don't, you should, is the global leader in developing and delivering innovative programs, products, and services, as we're talking about today, that empower educators to support the success of each learner. That is the bottom line. ASCD.org, they got a lot of new and really exciting online professional learning type things, and that's what we're kind of talking about today. I want to move on to another a topic with you within this, and that is flipped learning, David.
Oh, yeah.
Okay? And I'm going to let you go with this, you guys just had a book published through ASCD about the flipped classroom, and I want everybody to know that Kari and Aaron and I think it's Ben are going to be on my show at 10 o'clock on Wednesday. We're going to be talking all about flipped classroom. We'll be sure to bring up the ASCD published book by theirs, obviously, of course. But why don't you talk about that for a few seconds?
Sure. This is a new book with ASCD and ISTE together. It's, it's written by two guys, Jonathan Bergman and Aaron Samson.
John, I said Ben. I couldn't remember. Go ahead. Yeah, sorry about that, Jonathan.
Yeah, it's all right. The while they didn't invent the flipped classroom, they've certainly helped popularize that. And,
absolutely.
There's been a series of articles about it in the Washington Post. It's really starting to get a lot of broader play. And what's really interesting about it is that, first let me say what it is. So basically it is, you do the homework in class. You know, that's the idea, is that you would do your reading, or you would watch your video, or you would do that sort of as the homework. You do the lecture at home, basically, the direct teach at home, and then you come and you work together and do the practice. And it's really about maximizing your time together.
Mm-hmm.
And digital really fits perfectly in there. I just talked about how like PD online would work in that way. You could watch the material and then come and work, prepare for a work session or a PD session, having already done all the other things. You don't have to put 20 teachers in a room and say, hit play, let's watch this video. With something like Focus or PD Online, they could do that beforehand, right? Saves them time, maximizes your PD work session.
Exactly.
And that's kind of the idea of the flipped classroom, is that you're letting people do the independent part in a time that makes sense. And now you're having them do the things that would make more sense together, done during the time that you have together. Something that you couldn't necessarily do even 10 years ago because of where we were technologically, just with bandwidth and so forth, unless you were going to buy 20 copies of a DVD and send it home with all the teachers or have
right.
kind of a library system. It just didn't work well. And now with something like PD and Focus or PD Online or any other of those sorts of products or services, or in your typical classroom even, like what I was doing as a teacher when I was creating that website for content, and students could access that before class or after class. The idea is that they're going to do this independently so that they don't have to spend class time together doing it, where they're basically watching more passively. And instead, they could spend that class time, or in this case, the PD time, really focusing on their work together. And it's good in a lot of ways. It helps us with differentiation. So people kind of, they can come and get their basic level set knowledge independently. Mm-hmm. Let's say they take the Common Core course, and they take the first module, and they go through the readings, and they watch the videos, and then they come to a PD session. Let's say it's a work group session by grade level. Now, everybody in the school has set a basic understanding of that first module's content. But individually in those groups, they can customize their learning when they go through the PD using the applications and so forth to make it very relevant to what's happening in their grade level or their discipline or their school, whatever it is. So the beauty of something like a flipped classroom is that you can ensure that you have integrity of knowledge, understanding kind of at a basic level, but then at the more discrete level when people get together, then you can really customize to their particular need.
It's really pretty cool stuff, and I know it's I like it, okay? I like all this innovative stuff, okay? But let me ask the question again. What are you finding that the teachers, do they like it? And do they like being taught that way, which is an even better question?
That's a good question. You know, really, I think I've said that's a good question 100 times. It's
that's all right.
A drinking game or something.
I'm like Stephen Colbert, music to my ears when the audience applauds. Thank you.
That's right. Play to your strength. So no, it is a good question. You know, the fact is that even though I think probably the like most really good ideas in education, it's not brand new. It's a new way to think about something. This is a technique that we've seen teachers do for a long time. But in terms of calling it something like flipped classroom or, you know, whatever, it's still newer. What we know from our research, and you asked about, do we listen to our users? Absolutely. We want to make sure that the courses don't just teach you something, but they are engaging. We want you to come back because they pull you in. There's a sort of there's a narrative in as much as you can have a narrative in a course. And what we do find is that when we ask people, you know, how is the course going and so forth, one of the things we hear consistently is that they want their PD to be really specific to them. So I remember as a teacher, I was a high school teacher, I'd go to the PD workshop, and there would be 100 people in the room. And there would be a guy at the top, or at the front of the room talking, and maybe 10% of what he was saying had any relevance to me as the social studies teacher. You know, maybe some part of it. And the rest of it was kind of zone out time.
Exactly.
Just wasn't an effective use of my time.
We must have taught in the same district. We must have taught in the same district and didn't know it.
Yeah. Unfortunately, right. I think most of our audience can relate. That's what's great about something like a flipped classroom or even just digital in general is that you can really customize. You can give – it really empowers the end user, the student, the teacher in this case, to have a more customized experience. So, okay, they're going to get a basic understanding of the concepts. We can say that by the time you finish this course, you're going to understand these 12 objectives because all of our courses are objective aligned. And you're going to be able to do something around those objectives. But really what you're going to do with that understanding is going to be much more specific to your particular need because the way the courses are designed is customize it to your fourth grade experience, to your history experience. So instead of me sitting for 6 hours in a workshop room, maybe I'm going to spend 10 hours over 2 weeks taking the online course, and then I'm going to spend a six-hour workshop with a small group of peers working through some ideas, planning out the upcoming semester, using some of the techniques and ideas that I learned in the course to plan out activities, do some common planning around that, team building or whatever other activity, something that's very pertinent to what's about to happen or is happening in my school. And yet, as an administrator, I know that all of those independent groups have a basic understanding of the content that I needed them to understand in whatever it might be, Common Core, DEI, parents as partners, whatever it might be. And so the flipped classroom really gets to that idea that there's a certain level of knowledge or understanding that you want everybody to have, And then the application of it is where sort of that's the teaching moment. That's where the magic happens, so to speak, in the classroom or the PD workshop. And it happens with those smaller groups working together, thinking through project problems, analyzing a concept, and applying what they've learned.
Do you think, David, that as professional learning, professional development becomes more and more online, which I believe it is doing, okay, do you think that will convince teachers that online learning, i.e. using flipped classroom is just one example, okay, is the way to go, that it's going to change that perception of the sage on the stage, so to speak?
Well, you know,
they're going to be successful at it. Believe me, they will be. Okay?
Absolutely.
And they're going to enjoy it. Okay? But by the same time, okay, it changes the dynamic a little bit. Okay? And teachers, and I'm not saying all of them, I'm not stereotyping, but a lot of teachers don't like the whole idea of the online stuff. You need face-to-face contact and all that sort of stuff.
Yeah.
But one doesn't necessarily negate the other.
That's
so
right.
As they move more to online learning and see how good this hybrid is, how important it is, how it works, do you think, are you getting any feedback at all? Let me ask that way so you don't have to give your opinion per se, but are you getting any feedback that this is the way that this is a change, that they see a sea change here and it's changing the way they think?
Yes, I would say so. I think that you're seeing, that's sort of been my experience over the past decade plus, that attitudes are definitely changing.
Yeah.
And part of that is because, just as you said, people are starting to use the technology.
Right.
They're starting to see that you can have high quality education or professional development, whichever, through a digital experience. And I think part of that is because we're getting much more sophisticated. So here's how I'll put it. When I started out, the prevailing notion was whatever worked in the classroom, convert it to a digital format, you're fine.
Right.
So
right.
You're going to have an hour lecture, and you're going to sit and watch an hour video because that's what we would do in the class. And then
right.
You're going to answer some questions. And it was not good because digital is not face-to-face. They're not the same experiences. So over time, what people learned is you've got to do chunks. You've got to have maybe a five-minute video followed by something else, then something else. And the reality is those are better teaching practices anyway. And the best
yep.
teachers have already been doing that. They've been doing this kind of varied approach to instruction, this instructional design, this scaffolding method. Well, it's no different than in digital. We just had to be much more intentional about it. You can't fake it the way that you might be able to in a classroom where maybe you're an engaging speaker so you can stand up there and talk for an hour. You can't really get away with that in a digital format. And besides, it's expensive to produce in that way, and it's boring. So the reality is that as digital matured, it got better. And teachers and others started to look at it and say, you know, I really can do something with this. This really is useful. And the research really started to show that digital versus face-to-face, when done well, the outcomes are flat. You can learn well in either format.
Exactly.
And the best
exactly.
is together. So where we're getting to is a level of technological sophistication with our broadband network, with our platforms, our devices, that allow us to do some of the things that we were prohibited from doing in the past, such as having a huge repository of video that could be streamed anytime, night or day, to any device on particular topics, that kind of Netflix model, but for PD or other content. That's something that is a fairly recent, if you think about the history of teaching, this is like a blip. And it's just started. It's something that you couldn't have had before that you can have now that fits perfectly in that hybrid model. So that's PD and Focus, right? So PD and Focus is a huge content repository, hours and hours of video content on various discrete topics that you can search and find. So you want to know more about differentiated instruction. I'll just go back to that one again.
Yeah.
You know, there's dozens of videos on very specific things. So differentiated instruction with assessment and the fourth grade classroom. And you can find a very particular piece of content there that meets your precise need in the classroom. And it doesn't become the whole thing. You're not going to become an expert by watching it. The expertise comes from watching it and then working together with your peers to think through it, analyze it, talk, figure out how to apply it in your classroom using other material, books or other materials from an online source, a wiki, come up with something of your own, homegrown solution, built around very solid content pieces. And I think that's where, I think that's sort of the sea change, is that people are suddenly able to customize their learning experience and be able to take the pieces that make sense and put them in a context that makes sense for them. And the change in technology has allowed that to happen, which is why it's exciting. And so your question, to answer in a very long way, your question, do I think it's going to change? Yes, I do. I do think it's going to change as the technology matures and as people are able to adapt not just their own style, but the technology to fit their needs.
Pretty good answer. I liked it. Thank you, David. I got to let you go, my friend. You were great. Thank you for being with us today, David.
No, it was a pleasure.
Are you kidding me? I had a blast. Come on anytime. You know that.
Awesome. Well, thanks so much. It's a real pleasure.
Mine as well, my friend. Have a good day. And I don't hate the Cowboys as much as I used to.
All right.
Thank you. That's all. I'll leave it at that. Thanks, David.
Bye-bye.
I don't hate the Cowboys anymore. I'm a Patriots fan. See, I grew up in Philadelphia, Eagles, Cowboys. I can't help it, for goodness sakes. It's inbred genetically into a Philadelphian not to like the Dallas Cowboys. I'll always be a Philadelphian. I'm even going to have a steak sandwich for dinner tonight. Plus, my wife's away, so I can make what I want. Okay, that was David Hargis, Director of Content Development at ASCD, and they are the global leader in developing and delivering innovative programs such as this wonderful online professional learning and all the varied courses. And the way they do it is excellent. ASCD.org. Go over there. Check it out. And I also want to remind people they put out a wonderful Smart Brief newsletter. Check that out, okay? It's just great. And you can check out a lot of stuff that Smart Brief does over at smartbrief.com. ASCD is one of the many organizations that uses them. And David, thank you. Jules, thanks for setting me up with David. Stephen, you too. Just so everybody knows, we're going to go into detail on the flipped classroom with Kari Arfstrom and Jonathan and Aaron on Wednesday at 10 a.m. Eastern Time here at Education Talk Radio. So we'll continue that discussion at that point. Thank you, Mimeo, okay, the company that is dedicated to helping educators successfully engage their students and striving to provide teachers with excellent resources for professional development through their training programs, from self-guided online quick learn sessions to in-person workshops. Through its free content sharing site, Mimeo also provides teachers with high-quality lesson content. They're a good company. They exhibit at ASCD, etc. Wonderful company. Teachers from around the world use Mimeo Connect as a collaboration portal for sharing best practices, lesson ideas. Mimeo.com for more information. Thank you, David. ASCD.org. Learn all about the wonderful courses that they are providing folks over there. Really, when you start adding up all the wonderful stuff that's out there, it's just incredible, okay? ASCD.org. Thank you, David Hargis. We're going to be back at noon today. We have a terrific show about Common Core and professional development with ETA, okay? ETA Hand of Mind. So I look forward to talking to you then. This is Larry Jacobs. Thanks so much for listening to today's edition of Education Talk Radio.